Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to Ken and Cinnamon, and we'll also play some Alec Boehm audio shortly. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. Happy Friday. How are you today?
Yeah, I think we're all looking forward to getting to the weekend and freaking turning the page on this week.
Oh, my God, yes.
You know?
Listen, first of all, like Devin White, my brain doesn't have room for Devin White right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm still working through what we just witnessed.
Sure.
I am not shocked at all. And part of the reason I'm not shocked is because, you know, my biggest concern about this team for the last 2+ years has been the guy in the dugout. So, look, I don't think there's any way around the fact that he and at least Kevin Long have to go. And what we just witnessed with the Phillies, when you break it down, is almost identical to what we witnessed with the Eagles last season as it all went from...
It's very similar.
Very similar.
The only, Ken, here's the only difference I would say, and I think it's actually a big difference. I feel really confident the Phillies did not become one of the 5 worst teams in Major League Baseball. I really believe that. They may have become average, but they weren't horrendous. The Eagles actually devolved to the point where they were losing to the dreck of the league like the Cardinals and the Giants. Like, I actually think, I really believe on December 30th, I think the team the Eagles were fielding was one of the 5 worst teams in pro football. I really believe that.
Well, they hit 186 in the postseason, so that's bad enough for me. But here's the thing. When that all happened with the Eagles, all the narrative around here was that Nick Sirianni had lost the team, he'd lost the locker room. You know, we heard Seth Joyner every week saying, if you're not coaching it, you're allowing it. But we just watched the exact same thing happen with the Phillies, and there's only 2 possible scenarios here. Scenario 1 is Rob Thompson and Kevin Long were telling the players, keep doing what you're doing. Keep going up to the plate and doing exactly what you're doing. And if that's the case, that's a fireable offense. I don't believe that's the case. The alternative is that they were telling the players, look, man, you got to go up there. You got to be selective. You got to work these guys. Don't get yourself out, as Trey Turner said. And they went to the plate and they just ignored them. In which case, that means they tuned out their coaches, which means they lost the team, which means they need to go anyway. There's no scenario here where you can justify keeping Rob Thompson and Kevin Long as the manager of this baseball team. I don't think it's even a question.
Well, the only thing I'd say, Ken, I think there's a little bit of a door number 3, which is that some of these guys may just not be capable of making the adjustments you want.
I refuse to believe that Bryce Harper, Trey Turner...
No, I'm not worried about Bryce. It's about Boehm. It's about Stott. It's about...
I refuse to believe that Kyle Schwarber is incapable of walking up to the plate and he's got 2 strikes on him with a pitcher that's living on the outer half of the plate and saying, you know, I need to just shorten up and serve something the other way if I can get the bat on it. But I need to protect the strike zone. I need to be a professional hitter in the batter's box here. I mean, for God's sake, Jose Iglesias, the 39-year-old, whatever he was, minor leaguer that came up and was a better hitter in this
series. Well, listen, Ken, I think you bring up a lot of great points, man. I do, and I appreciate the call.
And I think they're fair points with the comparison to Sirianni, because I feel the same. So Sirianni helped, and the Eagles go to the Super Bowl, okay? Next year they come back, they have an epic collapse.
After a great start.
A great start. Yeah. And a lot of us wanted Sirianni fired.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, Rob Thompson surprisingly helps, you know, the Phillies go to the 2022 World Series. Outright disgusting collapse to Arizona last year. And then they fall apart in the divisional round. And, you know, to me, it's absolutely fair to question whether or not his approach works with this
team. Oh, no,
team.
I agree.
And he had whopper bad decisions in
100%.
Those playoff rounds on top of the team, you know, the failures from the team.
So, James, let's just attack that for a second. Which decision do you think was the worst?
Out of the 3 years?
No, this year.
Oh, Jeff Hoffman, bringing Jeff Hoffman back out. Like, I don't even think there's a close number two.
And
I think that was
you would have
far
preferred...
and away. Yeah, I would have started Wheeler.
Wheeler.
And then
yeah.
if it wasn't Wheeler, I would have started Sanchez. And if it wasn't Sanchez, if I'm going to Estevez, I'm giving Estevez a clean inning to start the inning because he's a freaking closer. And he came
in
one time
wait.
This
it was,
year.
It was a long
time. He came
bottom,
in one yeah. time this year, Estevez, with runners on base, with one runner on. Like, he's just not a dirty inning guy. Like, it just, the whole thing, there was no logic to any of it.
Nope.
So here's what I thought was the biggest mismanagement within that thing. If you're generally of the mindset to not go with Wheeler, and I feel really confident he was of the mindset to
clearly,
not go with
yeah.
Wheeler in that game, then he should have been completely of the mindset to go to Sanchez.
100%.
There's no reason to save Sanchez for a Wheeler game.
Exactly.
And as he talked about it afterwards, it was like, well, Sanchez was going to be my guy back end of the game. And I get the theory, like, if you go in extra innings, you need a guy that can go and go and go and go. But, like,
you gotta get
what are the chances you get there? So I thought it was a tremendous mistake to save Sanchez either for extra innings or for a Zach Wheeler game. That to me, was the thing within the thing that made
I mean,
the
you
least
had
sense.
And you had a lead there. Like, we all get upset about the runs, and we should be, but, like, you had a lead. If you could just hang on to the lead, you win the game.
Yeah. All right, let's listen to Alec Boehm. And for everyone driving, I encourage you to hold that steering wheel tight.
Oh, boy.
Okay? Because I'm telling you, you're not going to like it. This is bad. This is bad. What you're about to hear when it comes to, like, I am what I am, I do what I do. Now, the hammer is what he is, and he does what he does, and he'll probably win coming up at 7:45.
That is your attitude.
It is my attitude.
Yeah,
it
if
is.
If you know what, though? If you're, and I hate to say this, but if you're super successful at what you do, you can have that attitude.
The hammer!
James.
Hammer time, baby!
I mean, he wins. It's inarguable. It is what it
no,
is.
He's coming off a loss.
There you go. There you go.
I got to have a little
That's
bit more
right
humble
attitude.
Pie today.
Bring
All
him
right.
down to earth a little bit.
So, rightfully so.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.